Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Mom and Pop?
Yes.
Good evening. Happy Father's Day, Pop.
Thank you.
All right.
Yeah.
So how y'all day go?
Oh, I think we went well. We went to Applebee for lunch. His son, and grandson, and great-grandson, we all went down to Applebee's in the Grange, and we had lunch. And it was really, really nice. And then we came on back home. So that's what we did for the day. We didn't go to church. We went to lunch. We left here about 11:30.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. How did y'all day go?
It was good. We just made it back from dinner. Got here about 10 minutes ago. William, I ain't not heard from Keisha yet.
To what?
I said, I haven't heard from Keisha today, just me and William went. Let me get everybody on.
Well, Daniel called today and wished baby happy Father's Day, and I ain't heard from nobody else.
Oh, okay. Loretta and Auntie Betty just joined?
Yes.
Yes, good evening.
Good evening.
Loretta, we have Mom and Pops on the line as well. You want to go ahead and start reading in Genesis?
We just finished up with the book of Genesis. So I'm going to do a summary of what Genesis gave us and to lead us right on into Exodus. But Genesis is the name that comes from the Greek, and it means origin, birth, or beginning. And the book of Genesis have a lot of beginnings. The universe, humanity, sin, civilization, and the Jewish nation. God created the first couple, Adam and Eve. He gives them the run of the planet and only one rule to obey. It's only one rule too many. They're unsupposed to eat fruit from a particular tree, but they cut it anyway. Genesis tells about the beginning of God's restoration plan. God starts with one man whom he trusts completely, Abraham. God promised to produce from Abraham a race of descendants who will be devoted to the Lord, a chosen people who will teach the world the value of choosing obedience to God over disobedience. Abraham had two sons, Ishmael and Isaac, but only Isaac will continue the family line that produced the chosen people. Isaac also has two sons, Esau and Jacob, but only Jacob's family grows into the nations devoted to God. Jacob has 12 sons, and they become the founding fathers of Israel's 12 tribes. By the end of Genesis, Jacob's extended family has fled a drought in what is now Israel. They are living as welcome refuge in Egypt. Unfortunately, they will wear their welcome out. But that's the story of Moses in the book of Exodus. God created and sustains everything that exists. Though sin damaged God's creation and his relationship with humanity, God is at work in the world, restoring both. Amen.
Amen. Well said.
Amen.
Amen. We did not have any new callers, so we're going to go ahead with the program. First of all, again, I want to say happy Father's Day to everyone and to your husbands that are not attending, or the special men in your lives. Please bow your head for the opening prayer. Father God, we plead the blood of Jesus over these airwaves as we gather together on this Sabbath day to give you honor and to praise your name. We come to you now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We ask you to bind this line and loose your angels to protect us as we share our prayers. Lord, destroy and remove any deception in our minds as we bow and worship before you. Our Lord, open up our hearts to receive your Spirit. Help us to actively listen to your words. Guide our minds to accept the teaching and for us to seize the moments we spend together today. In your precious name, amen.
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 Okay. We got another caller, Tony. Good evening. Is that you, Auntie Dot? Auntie Dot
and Kira.
And Kira, hello, welcome. Okay. Alrighty. Mother, would you lead us with Matthew 19?
Okay. Jesus looked at them and said,
Jesus looked at them and said,
with man, this is impossible.
With man, this is impossible.
But with God, all things are possible. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Okay, thank you for that, Mother, and leading us. Okay, well, we're going to go ahead and start with our Father's Day program, and I'm going to start with Loretta.
Okay. Okay, I will be reading from the Daily Bread, and my topic is June 3rd. He changed my life.
Amen.
Gratitude fuels expression, which is exactly what Psalms 107 describes. Let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy. The theme of this psalm is people in great trouble who were delivered by the Lord. Some were homeless and in need, and then some had rebelled against God's word. Others were at their wits. When they cried out to God, all were rescued by God. Oh, that men would give thanks to the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. When we consider the greatness of God's love, his grace is sending Jesus Christ to die for us and rise again. And what he has delivered us from, we cannot keep from praising him and wanting to tell others how he changed our lives. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay. Mother, would you like to go next?
Okay. I'm going to be reading Jeremiah 1, 4 through 10. It said, born for a purpose. In an increased self-centered, self-indulgent, pledge your origin, Bible. People are not knocking down doors to find divine purpose of their lives. Financial independence, professional success, social recognition, social acceptance, yes, but not divine purpose. To search for divine purpose in our lives would mean having to remove ourselves from the center of forcing and embracing the idea of a God-centered life, one in which God gives us purpose and direction. It would mean having to look in the mirror and ask ourselves, who am I and whom has God created me to be? What is my purpose in life? It would mean having to take a position between pursuing our own personal self-interest or confronting the issue of social justice and morality that we face in our nation today. Amid the according influence of sin and immoral in the nation of Israel, God moved Jeremiah to give through to his own purpose in life. God told Jeremiah that even before the prophet had come out of his mother womb, God had sacrificed and proclaimed him to be God's voice to the nation. But even then, Jeremiah was not willing to accept the responsibility for addressing the social ill of the nation. In fact, he tried to invade God's direction by claiming to be too young to be a prophet. Jeremiah knew that accepting the office of prophet would require him to take an unpopular position. But God told him not to fear, because he would be with him. God had ordained all of us for some special purpose. Finding out what that purpose is takes courage and a willingness to listen to the clue that God has given us and accepting God's divine purpose for our lives often means having to take an unpopular social position at home, in our community, in the workplace, and in our nation. But we have comfort to know that God is with us as he was with Jeremiah. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declare the Lord, Jeremiah. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Mother. We had another caller join. Is that you, Hubert?
Yes, I know it is. Tikwasi Shalom. Shalom, everyone. And happy Father's Day to all the proud fathers of the world. And study to show yourself approved unto the God you serve. And call no man on earth your father. For the Lord God, Yahweh, the great I am, is our father. Amen.
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 Okay. Pops, would you like to go next?
Yes, I'll be reading from Revelation, Jesus Christ. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servant things which must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and of the testimony of Jesus Christ and of all things that he saw. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophet, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you, and peace from him which is, and which was, and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, and the forgotten of the dead, and the prince of the king of the earth. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, have made us king and priest unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which feared him, and all kindred of the earth shall wail because of him. Even so. Amen. And I've been here, though. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is, and which was, and which is to come, the Almighty. And you know, we have read about where Christ said, I am. You know, when God told Moses to go to Egypt, free his people, and Moses said he couldn't talk, but he won't know how, what he's going to say, who he was, and he told him, I am, that I am. And when God said, I am, that means if you're sick, I am doctor. If you're broke, I will give you some money. If you don't have nowhere to live, I am the one to call on to live. And if you need help, I am. So the I am means he is everything to us. Not the only one to him, everything to us when he said, I am. And saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, and that I see it right in the book, sending it to the seven churches. And when we go by our car, by grocery, we got to use one of them alphabets in them alphabets from A to Z. From A to Z, that means he's first, and then he's the last. And if you need anything, you got to use one of them alphabets in them alphabets. So he said, I am the first and the last. I am the beginning and the ending. And amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Pops. I'm going to come to you out of 1 Peter 1:13. Excuse me, God. Set your hope fully on the grace to be brought you, when Jesus Christ is revealed. So I'm going to say a few verses in reference to grace revealed. Look deep within yourself and recognize what brings life and grace into your heart. It is this that can be shared with those around you. You are loved by God. This is an inspiration to love. All God's glory and beauty come from within, and there he delights to dwell. His visits there are frequent. his conversation sweet, his comfort refreshing, his peace passing all understanding. The Lord's chief desire is to reveal himself to you, and in order for him to do that, he gives you abundant grace. The Lord gives you the experience of enjoying his presence. He touches you, and his touch is so delightful that more than ever you are drawn inwardly to him. Brightness of my Father's glory, sunshine of my Father's face, let thy glory ever shine on me. Fill me with thy grace. Amen.
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 I will move on to Auntie Beth.
Yes, I'm coming out of 1 John chapter 3. It says, Father has given us his love. He loved us so much that we are actually called God, dear children. And that's what we are. For this reason, the world doesn't recognize us, and it didn't recognize him either. Dear friend, now we are God's children. What we will be in instant completely clear. We do know that when Christ appears, we will be like him, because we will see him as he is. So all people who have this confidence in Christ keep themselves pure as Christ is pure. Those who live sinful life are disobedient to God. Sin is disobedient. You know that Christ appeared in order to take away our sin. It's sinful. Those who live in Christ doesn't go on sinning. Those who go on sinning hasn't seen or known Christ. Dear children, don't let anyone deceive you. Whoever does what Christ approved or have God approved, as Christ has God approved. The person who lives a sinful life belongs to the devil, because the devil has been committing sin since the beginning. The reason that the Son of God appeared was to destroy what the devil does. Those who have been born from God doesn't live a sinful life. What God has said live in them, and they can't live sinful life. They have been born from God. This is the way God's children are distinguished from the devil's children. Everyone who does what is right or love others believes in God is God's children. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Okay. Auntie Dot? Oops. Auntie Dot?
Yes. Yes. I'm going to read Matthew 28:16-20. When the 11 disciples went away into Galilee, into a mountain where Jesus had appointed them, and when they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubt. And Jesus came and spoke unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you, Auntie God. Kira, mm-hmm. would you like to say anything this evening?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Dear God, when my heart is hurting and sad, when others have made me feel so bad, I chose to give all my hurt to you, for you make my heart feel all brand new. Amen.
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 Oh, bless you.
God.
Thank you, Ms. Kira. All righty. Hubert, would you like to say anything else this evening? Hubert?
Yes. Hear me now?
Yes, we can hear you.
Greetings. Can you hear me? Hello?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
we can.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll be coming to y'all from the book of Isaiah, chapter 3, verse 10 to 26. The wrong kind of leaders. Now, throughout the days of our life here in America, since our landing in New Orleans, we have had a lot of wrong leaders and only a few good leaders, and a lot of them have been taken away from us in an ungodly manner. The wrong kind of leaders, tell those who obey God, you are very fortunate. You will be rewarded for what you have done. Tell those who disobey, you are in big trouble. What you did to others will come back to you. Though you are God's people, you are rude and abused by women and children. You are confused by leaders who guide you down the wrong path. The Lord is ready to accuse and judge all nations. He will even judge you rulers and leaders of his own nation. You destroyed his vineyard and filled your houses by robbing the poor. The Lord all-powerful say, you have crushed my people and rubbed them in the dirt. They faithless of the poor. The women of Jerusalem, the Lord says, the women of Jerusalem are proud and stuck around. Walking shamelessly. They wear ankles that jingles and call attention to the way they walk. But I, the Lord, will cover their head with sores, and I will uncover their private parts. When that day comes, I will also take away from those women all the fine jewelry that they wear on their ankles, heads, necks, ears, arms, nose, fingers, and all their clothes. I will remove their veils, their belts, their perfume, their magic charms, their royal robes, and all their fancy dresses, lust, and purses. In place of perfume, there will be a stink. In places of belts, there will be ropes. In places of fancy hairdos, they will have bald heads. Instead of expensive clothes, they will wear sackcloth. Instead of beauty, they will have ugly scars. The fighting men of Jerusalem will be killed in battle. The day will mourn and sit in the dirt, empty of this people. When this happens, seven women will grab the same man, and each of them will say, I buy my own food and clothes. Just marry me and take away my disgrace. The time is coming when the Lord will make his land fruitful and glorious again. And the people of Israel who survive will take great pride in what the land produces. Everyone who is left alive in Jerusalem will be called musical Zion, the city of the firstborn. After the Lord send a fiery judgment to clean the city and its people of their violent deeds. Then the Lord will cover the whole city and its meeting places with a thick cloud each day and with a flaming fire at night. God's own glory will be like a huge tent that covers everything. It will provide shade for the heat of the day and a place of shelter and protection from the storms and rain. A song about a vineyard. I will continue next week. Thank you very much. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in the God that I serve, most terrible, dreadful black God, Yahweh, of the KJV 1611. Thank you very much. Bless Allah.
Amen.
All righty. Well, that concludes our first round of devotions. Let's move on to Sick and Chitting. So I'll turn it over to Loretta.
Okay, if everyone would bow the head for the Sick and Shut-In. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your courts with praises. Father God, we ask that you continue to bless Jessica Smith, Miss Allen, Daddy Verna, Angela Burns, Rochelle Bessler, Cheryl, Tony, Malachi, Sedaria, Mark DeMarcus, LaTanya, Kira, Michael and Denise Moody, Terry and Jerry, Vicki Hussman, Lenny and family, the Rayco and family, Carlos and the Wells family, the Rossiter family, Josh and Kim, Valerie Crockett, Quentin, Jenny, Angela Burns, Hubert and Daniel Lowe, Mary Ann, Aveline, Tally, Uncle Oliver, Champ, Uncle Dave, Janet Washington, Gerald Washington, Janet Williams, Monique, Charles and Val, Auntie Betty, Miss Walter and family, Eddie Tippman, Valerie Crockett, Mr. Harold, Calvin, and anyone else that we're not aware of, but stand in the need of a prayer. Father God, we ask that your healing hands be placed among our sick and shut-ins. We ask that you go into our hospitals, our nursing homes, our prison, and lay your hands upon them as well. Father God, we can say by his stripes we are healed. All we need to do is believe in your word and remember the finished work that Jesus Christ did for us. We ask that you restore our strength and make us whole again. Father God, we thank you in advance for the healing that you are doing. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Loretta. Okay, we'll move around to our birthday greetings. And it's for June 15th through June the 21st, and I do have one birthday person, Kenneth Nellums, on the 20th. Are there other birthdays during that time frame? June 15th through the 21st. Okay. Well, we will recognize Kenneth Nellums. And, Mom, would you do the honors of singing the birthday song?
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. God bless you. Happy birthday to you. And many more. Amen.
Amen. Happy birthday. Amen.
Thank you. Okay, let's move right along into our next agenda, our praises, testimonies, songs, or poems. And I would like to start with Loretta.
Okay. Let's see here. I have this short little poem that I want to share with everyone. It says, God, give us wings to rise above the clouds of trial that block the sun, to soar above the gray skies and see the love and goodness of your Son. Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you for that, Loretta. Aren't you Daddy?
Yes. Read out of the workers. Say happy Father's Day to all fathers. Father, you taught me. You taught me how to love you by the way that you love me and by your unseen substance to see what you could see. You gave me thought who you were, the gift of what I am. Your pride in me is now my pride, your faith my caravan. Your life does not conclude with death, nor will it end with mine. For all the lives I touch, you touch, and so on through all time. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you for that, Auntie Betty. Miss Kira?
Yes, I would like to. Thank you, God, for uncles and aunties, my family and neighbors, to thank you, God, for all the people who teach me to follow you. Amen.
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 Thank you,
Amen.
God bless you.
Mm-hmm. Mom, would you like to go next?
Yeah, I'm going to attempt to say, faithful our Father. Faithful our Father, live and still, in spite of dungeon, fire, and wood. Oh, how our heart beat high with joy. Whenever heal that tore your word, faithful our Father, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Our Father, change in prison dark, where still in heart a constant free. How sweet would be the children's faith if they, like them, could die for thee. Faithful our Father, holy faith, we will be true to thee till then. Faithful our Father, we will love both friend and foe. In all our strife and preach thee to as love, knowing how by kindly word of victory might. Faithful our Father, holy faith, we will be true to thee till death. Amen.
Amen.
That was Father's Day. That was
Amen.
Happy Father's Day. Amen.
Thank you for that, Mom. Auntie Dot.
Yes, I'm going to read. Thank God. Thank God for special
privilege.
It is easy to think of gift as a present that you open, but gift can be people too. The people in your life who love you and the people whom you love. And when these people help you learn more about God and how to love and serve him, then they are very best gift of all. who are some of your favorite people, your mom and dad, neighbor or cousin, other family or friends, who not live near or far. When you thank God for all the many blessings he has given you, don't forget to thank him for all the wonderful people in your life, too. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Beautiful. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, Pops,
do you like to go next? Yeah, I got a little praise. First, I'd like to thank God for his son, Jesus. And I thank God for my wife, Mayosi. And I thank God for allowing my baby son, my oldest son from any family from South Carolina, and my oldest grandson, my youngest great grandson from Miami, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And let's get us out today to lunch to the Big Applebee's, and we enjoyed ourselves.
Yeah.
All right, all right.
So that being said, I need to read a few lines of the wisdom report. And go where you are celebrated instead of where you are tolerated. If broken becomes master at meeting. Your significant is not in your similarity to another, but in your point are different from another one. You will always pursue the friendship that solves your most immediate problem. The worth of any relationship can be measured by its contribution to your priority. You will never conquer what you refuse to hate. And justice is only as powerful as your memory of it. Every relationship in your life is a current moving toward your dreams or away from them. You will never be promoted until you have become overqualified for your present assignment. Money is merely a reward for solving problems. Your reaction to someone in trouble determines God's reaction to you the next time you get in trouble. What you can tolerate, you cannot change. Amen.
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 Thank you for that, Pop. Appreciate that. Hubert, would you like to say any last words?
Yes. I would like to give thanks and praise to the Lord. And I would like to state out the most of the problem that we're having now over here in America and abroad, that people don't want to give glory to whom glory is due. They want to come in. They don't get no reference to God. God said he got the issue that he had with his people is they tithe and offering. Y'all going to rob God? Mm. Y'all going to come and overlook the Lord of hosts? Mm. You know, and so I'd like to sing this song. If you got God in your life, tell me what more should you need? I stepped in the valley to pray. I felt so good that I stayed all day. 'Cause I have God in my life, and there's nothing more I should need. I stepped in the water. The water was cold, chills your body,
but not my soul, because I have God in my life, and there's nothing more that I should need. Now, how about you? Come by here, Lord. Come by here. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Kumbaya, my Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, Lord. Come by here. Somebody praying, my Lord. Come by here. Somebody praying, Lord. Come by here. Somebody praying, Lord. Come by here. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya. Somebody singing, my Lord. Come by here. Somebody singing, my Lord. Kumbaya. Somebody singing, Lord. Kumbaya. Oh, Lord. Kumbaya. All those who cry, Lord, come by here. For all who cry, Lord, kumbaya. For all who cry, Lord, kumbaya. Oh, Lord. I want to please come by here. His eyes on the sparrow.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Thank you for that, Hubert. We're going to move on on our program to the Serenity Prayer. If you would guys please follow me. God grant me.
God grant me.
The serenity to accept.
The serenity to accept.
The things that I cannot change.
The things that I cannot change.
The courage to change the things that I can change. And the wisdom.
And the wisdom.
To know the difference.
To know the difference.
Amen.
Thank you for that. Loretta, you're going to lead us with the closing prayer?
The 23rd song.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay. I was not prepared, but give me a second. Okay, if everyone bow their head, I'll be coming out of the Living Bible, so we'll read a little different than what we're familiar with. And it goes on to say, because the Lord is my shepherd, I have everything I need. He lets me rest in the meadow grass and leads me beside the quiet streams. He restores my failing health. He helped me do what honor him the most. Even when walking through the dark valley of death, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me, guiding and guarding me all the way. You provide delicious food for me in the presence of my enemy. You have welcomed me as your guest. Blessings overflow. Your goodness and unfailing kindness shall be with me all of my life, and afterwards I will live with you forever in your home. In Jesus' name, amen, amen.
Amen, amen, amen.
Amen. Thank you, Loretta. Before I conclude our program, is there anything else anyone would like to share before I close? Okay, if everyone would please bow your heads for the closing prayer. God's hand is always there. Once you grasp it, you'll never want to let it go. God's faithfulness, strong and loving presence will never leave you, no matter where you go. He is always there, affirming and uplifting quotes and scriptures, bring promises and encouragement straight to our heart. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, happy Father's Day. We love you all.
Happy Father's Day, everyone.
Have a blessed week. We love you all.
Yeah, love you guys. Good night.
You all, good night.
Good night.
One time, get a paper plate, paper cup. Get a paper cup where you won't have to wash it, Malika. Okay. Turn it over on the thing, Malika.